Now to the breaking news out of Europe, a situation changing by the hour. In about the time it takes to ship a package from New York to California, anti-government protesters in Ukraine have taken over Kiev's main square, seized control of the president's office, and today begun the formation of a new and very fragile government. 1 week of unofficial war, and this morning opposition protesters are calmly restoring a new kind of order. They began their revolution 3 months ago, but the real work happened in just days. Ukraine's president, who has been MIA, appeared in a TV interview calling the revolution a coup, comparing it to the Nazi invasion of Germany. There have been conflicting reports about whether or not he is resigning. We know that President Viktor Yanukovych's office and his very elaborate compound have now been seized. I want to bring in NBC's Richard Engel, who is live on the phone from Kiev with the very latest. Richard, is it too early to say the president's regime has been toppled?
I think it's fair to say that a revolution has taken place and that they are 70% there. The capital is now in the hands of the protesters. The government buildings are in the hands of the protesters. The presidential offices are occupied by demonstrators. The police, all of the interior ministry forces, have firmly come out in a statement saying they are with the people. The army is saying it will not get involved. The president has had to flee the capital city. Parliament has taken over. This has been effectively a parliamentary coup, and the legislative branch has ousted the executive branch, and all day Parliament has been meeting, broadcasting their processions on loudspeakers and passing law after law. And to answer your initial question, the laws that they are passing, which would normally require presidential approval, are being implemented. For example, they passed a law to release Yulia Tymoshenko, who was a former prime minister, main rival of the president. She has been released. She is back in Kiev, and she's expected to address protesters any minute.